Warning, the Not Real Art Podcast is intended for creative audiences only. The Not Real Art Podcast celebrates creativity and creative culture worldwide. It contains material that is fresh, fun and inspiring and is not suitable for boring old art snobs. Now, let's get started and enjoy the show. Oh, 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 oh.
Greetings and salutations, my creative brothers and sisters. Welcome to Not Real Art, the podcast where we talk to the world's most creative people. I am your host, faithful, trusty, loyal, tireless, relentless host, Sourdough, coming at you from Crew West Studio in Los Angeles. Man, do we have a show for you today. This is the day. This is one of those days. This is the last, you know, week of the month, and this is the day when I drop one of my auditorials. You know, I know you love them. I know some of you love them. I know some of you hate them. You know what? But I enjoy them. So you know what? Get with it, people. Here I am with another hot topic, something that's been on my mind that I want to share. I'm going to get on my soapbox and give you this little chat, this little talk, this little auditorial. And today we're going to be talking about what I'd like to, refer to as the Hippocratic Oath for artists. What the heck am I talking about? Well, stay tuned and I'll tell you all about it. But first, I want to thank you for tuning in. We do this for you. I so appreciate seeing you here, people. Thank you for coming through. And you know what? I want to tell you and encourage you to call us and tell us what's on your mind. I mean, we have a hotline. Did you know that? We have a hotline, 833-668-7325, 833-668-7325. Call us and say and tell us anything that you want to say and tell us, anything on your mind, complaints, criticisms, dirty jokes. I mean, whatever. Maybe some positive, constructive feedback and ideas for the show would be cool too, but we do love dirty jokes. Anyway, breathe heavy. Call and just breathe heavy. You know, if you leave a good message, we'll play it on the podcast, by the way. So anyway, call our hotline, 833-668-7325. You know, we want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. This is a two-way conversation. It's supposed to be a two-way conversation, people. So, except for today, right? Because it's an auditorial, because it's a one-way. I'm just going to start, you know, spewing here something that's been on my mind that I sort of talk about the, you know, Hippocratic Oath for artists. What the heck am I talking about? Do you even know what the Hippocratic Oath is? Well, you know, in all candor, I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. So I don't know if can we trust Wikipedia anymore? Has this been politicized too? I don't know. I know it's not, you know, it's open source. So, you know, sometimes there's errors, but usually it's pretty right. So I'm here, you know, I looked up Hippocratic Oath. And if you guys aren't familiar with it, let me just read a little bit here. The Hippocratic Oath is an oath of ethics historically taken by physicians. It is one of the most widely known of Greek medical texts. In its original form, it requires a new physician to swear by a number of healing gods to uphold specific ethical standards. The oath is the earliest expression of medical ethics in the Western world, establishing several principles of medical ethics, which remain of paramount significance today. These include the principles of medical confidentiality and malpractice as the seminal articulation of certain principles that continue to guide and inform medical practice. The ancient text is of more than historical and symbolic value. It is enshrined in the legal statutes of various jurisdictions, such that violations of the oath may carry criminal or other liability beyond the oath's symbolic nature. And it was, the original oath was written in Ionic Greek between the 5th and 3rd centuries BC, although it is traditionally attributed to the Greek doctor Hippocrates. It is usually included in the Hippocratic corpus. Some modern scholars do not regard it as having been written by Hippocrates himself. All right. Now, you know, it's a long oath. I'm not going to read it. I think one of the famous, you know, lines that people, you know, hear about is the, you know, first do no harm reference, which is so important, right? Our doctors are, you know, supposed to heal us and make us better. They're not supposed to hurt us or do any harm, which is, of course, why euthanasia is such a hot, controversial topic, certainly here in the U.S., if not the world. But anyway, obviously, a doctor's role is to, you know, heal us and make us better and do no harm. But the Hippocratic Oath is really a pledge of ethics, right? It's a pledge to adhere to certain principles and values and ethics and behaviors that, you know, is all about protecting certain very important aspects, like, you know, we were saying, confidentiality and malpractice and so on and so forth. And, you know, all the doctors swear by this oath, and it creates a culture of healing within the medical community, and it creates an ethical culture within the healing community, within the medical community, that we patients can count on and, you know, usually feel comfortable, right? Seeing our doctors, that they adhere to a certain code of ethics that the Hippocratic Oath has been sworn and promised to. And, you know, where everybody's able to kind of engage with each other with a fair amount of trust and confidence of a very high level of excellence and professionalism and ethical, you know, performance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get my point. It's essentially a pledge to adhere to a certain ethical standard, right? And behave well and behave properly and behave in accordance to, as I said, a certain set of values and ethics, right? So what does it mean when I say the Hippocratic Oath for artists, right? What does that mean? Well, I think that artists need to swear an oath as well, an oath of ethical behaviors, an oath to a certain level of behavior and performance that's based in mutually agreed upon set of ethics and values, so that artists and art buyers and arts, you know, professionals, you know, everybody is confident and comfortable that people are behaving well and not behaving badly, right? And so why do I feel that artists need a ethical pledge, Hippocratic Oath for themselves? Well, I tell you what, artists are some of my favorite people in the world. I just find them to be the most inspiring, interesting people that I've ever known in many ways. I just really kind of put artists on a pedestal. And most artists I know, of course, are incredibly ethical people, have integrity and honesty. And sometimes, you know, they're so honest and so transparent that, you know, maybe a little more mystery and secrecy would be better. It's nice to keep people guessing from time to time, but I am always delighted and amazed and impressed when I meet an artist who is committed in a rigorous way to a set of ethics and values. And that's generally the rule in my experience. However, there have been many instances where I have seen artists not trust one another. I've seen many instances where artists, you know, perhaps don't do right by one another, believe it or not. And in fact, I've seen artists flat out steal ideas from other artists. And I just hate when I see that. And in fact, this stings a little bit. I've had myself two very specific instances where I've shared ideas with artists who I won't name, but if I did, you would know them. You would know these artists. And by the way, I still love them. I forgive them. I love their art. They're fucking brilliant. But there are two very troubling experiences that I've had, and I look back over the last several years, where unfortunately I wasn't dealing with an ethical, honest person. And I was incredibly transparent and incredibly honest about, you know, a project or ideas or what, you know, whatever the thing was at the time. And again, I could go into it, but I'm not going to, because if I did, you would know the story and I'd want to protect people's identities. But because I'm not that big of an asshole. But there have been these two very specific projects that were flat out stolen from me because of bad ethics. You know, if there was a better foundation of values, morals, ethics, you know, people wouldn't behave badly, right? They wouldn't steal. They wouldn't lie. And unfortunately, I think in any profession, right, there's cheaters, there's liars, there's, you know, dishonest people. And we like to think that in the art world that we're above it and that artists are well-behaved and very ethical, moral people. And usually they are. But we also know, of course, the art world is filled with scoundrels, filled with them, mostly on the dealer side. No offense. You know, artists get screwed a lot. Artists get exploited a lot. You know, there's a lot of issues around that. And unfortunately, sometimes artists, you know, don't help each other and hurt each other in any number of ways. And I hate that. And I just feel as though if we could create more of a culture that's rooted in a mutually set of ethics and values that we all kind of agreed to, and we had our own pledge, our own oath that we swore to, that everybody knew, you know, what it was and held us accountable, you know, we would behave better and we would do better. And, you know, if artists took this oath and if dealers took this oath and other art world professionals took this pledge, that maybe the art world itself would be less corrupt, a more ethical place built around transparency and honesty and integrity and credibility. So, yeah, so I think that we need a Hippocratic oath for artists. I challenge anybody listening to write one and submit it for review. If I like it, we'll read it on the air. I've actually taken a stab at writing one. It's not ready for prime time yet. One of these days, I'll probably share it and put it out there. But, you know, not ready today, not ready for prime time. But I did want to share this and get you guys thinking about it, in part because, you know, I guess a part of me is still hurt and angry about these particular issues and projects that I got, you know, stolen from me. And, you know, and listen, some of it's on me because I didn't, you know, I trusted people, right? So when you trust people, you don't have them sign NDAs and you don't have them sign letters of intent and you know, don't get maybe put in the protective measures that you need to protect yourself. I thought rather naively and stupidly that I was dealing with trustworthy people. Unfortunately, you know, seems that I, you know, did not and was not, and they are not. And so, and by the way, these projects, I should say, that were stolen became very successful. They were good ideas. So, you know, I'm glad I was right, but I was sad about how it all ended. So, you know, so I guess it still stings a bit. Every once in a while, I see something on social, you know, about one of these projects. And actually, every day, I basically see something on social about one of these projects. And it just hurts and it stings. And like I said, without naming names or getting into specific details, because I have forgiven, I just haven't forgotten. And it hurts. And we just need to do better. And we need to all strive to a very high level of excellence in our dealings and our business dealings, a very high level of ethical behavior and values-based behaviors, you know, because at the end of the day, all we have is our reputation, right? All we have is our character. And when we die, you know, and we will, nobody gets out alive, unfortunately. Or is it fortunate? I don't know. Anyway, you know, I guarantee you on our deathbed, you know, we're going to think back and, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda, and maybe have some regrets. And, you know, let's minimize the regrets, right? Let's do that by, you know, just being good humans who behave in an ethical manner and treat everybody with respect and dignity. And so, you know, at the very least, not steal shit, right? So anyway, so yeah, so I just, you know, I've wondered about this and thought about this a lot over the years. And I just wondered, you know, what our world might look like if we all had our own kind of Hippocratic oath that we pledged as professionals in the art world. You know, would the art world be a less corrupt, more lovely place because everybody is, you know, singing from the same sheet music, so to speak, and have pledged an oath and want to maintain their honor? Because of course, everybody has made the same oath and it will hold each other accountable, you know? And I think that's what we need. We need to help each other be the best we can be and hold each other accountable. Words matter, you know, don't waste them, protect them. And if you hear somebody with a great idea, help them be successful. Don't try to steal their IP, if you will, steal their ideas. because that's just, yeah, it's karmic damage, my man. The gods may circle back and the karma cops always get the last laugh. So let's not go there. Let's all be ethical people who behave and conduct ourselves in a professional, ethical manner, whether we have an oath or not. It's the right thing to do. All right. That's it. Enough of my rambles. That's the auditorial for today. Hope you got something out of it. Godspeed, people. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Not Real Art Podcast. Please make sure to like this episode, write a review, and share it with your friends on social. Also, remember to subscribe so you get all of our new episodes. Not Real Art is produced by Crew West Studios in Los Angeles. Our theme music was created by Ricky Peugeot and Desi DeLauro from the band Parlor Social. Not Real Art is created by We Edit Podcasts and hosted by Captivate. Thanks again for listening to Not Real Art. We'll be back soon with another inspiring episode celebrating creative culture and the artists who make it.